Greetings, Grove Park Chapel family. This is Pastor Henry with our second midweek memo. I do hope all of you are doing well at this time. I'm sure many of us are getting restless because we've been sheltering in place for what seems like an eternity. I think we face a double whammy because many of us are suffering from cabin fever concurrently with spring fever. Lord willing, we will get a reprieve shortly. If you have a Bible handy, we will be looking at Colossians chapter 4, verses 2 through 6 in our memo for this week. The memo is titled, Careful Communication. We know the Bible talks a lot about talk, that is, how we should conduct ourselves when we speak. We want to look at what the Apostle Paul told the church of Colossae regarding their communications. Colossians 4, verses 2 through 6 says, Be devoted to prayer, keeping alert in it with thanksgiving. At the same time, pray for us too, that God may open a door for the message so that we may proclaim the mystery of Christ, for which I am in chains. Pray that I make it known as I should. Conduct yourselves with wisdom toward outsiders, making the most of the opportunities. Let your speech always be gracious, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how you should answer everyone. The first thing to note is Paul says, quote, be devoted to prayer. Why should we be devoted to prayer? Let me suggest three reasons. First of all, we should be devoted because we are trying to obtain a goal. Probably one of the greatest athletes of my generation has to be Edwin Moses. If you haven't heard of him, let me fill you in. Edwin Moses was a 400-meter hurdler. He won Olympic gold in the 1976 and 1984 Olympiad. Between 1977 and 1987, Moses won 100 consecutive finals. To do that, he had to win 122 consecutive races. He set the world record in his event four times. And just to refresh your memory, he didn't win the 1980 Olympiad because the U.S. boycotted the Olympics that year. Talk about devoted. He was devoted because he was trying to obtain a goal. When we pray, we should be devoted too, because aren't we trying to achieve a goal? It may be the goal of praying for someone who has a need. It may be the goal of praying to give thanksgiving to God for how he has answered a prayer. Or it could be just a praise offered up to God to glorify him. A major goal that goes without saying is that when we pray, we are being obedient to our God. Oft-times in the scriptures, we are told to pray. When we are being devoted to prayer, Paul reminds us to be careful. He says we need to be keeping alert and we need to be thankful. Keeping alert for any and every opportunity to bring prayer to bear on the situation at hand. Always with the attitude of thanksgiving. There are a couple of things that keep us from being devoted. The first thing that can keep us from devotion are distractions. A good picture of this is found in the story of Mary and Martha from Luke 10. Jesus came into their home and Mary sat at his feet listening to what he was saying. Martha, on the other hand, was distracted with all the preparations she had to make. In fact, she went to Jesus and complained, saying, Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do all the work alone? Tell her to help me. Jesus, I think, surprised her with his answer. Martha, Martha, you are worried and troubled about many things, but one thing is needed. Mary has chosen the best part. It will not be taken away from her. In the Lord's presence, Mary was not going to let anything distract her from focusing on Jesus. Many things can worry and trouble us to the point that we forget to be devoted to prayer. A second thing that can keep us from being devoted is disbelief. If we come to a point that we don't believe our prayers make any difference, then it will be easy for us to lose our devotion. We will give up and lose all the blessings that come with a vibrant prayer life. So we should be devoted to prayer because we are trying to obtain a goal. We should also be devoted to prayer because we have a familial responsibility to care for others. There are several one and others in the Bible that give us commands to impact someone else. In Romans 12:10, for example, Paul says, quote, "Be devoted to one another in love, honor one another above yourselves." In the passage we are looking at in Colossians, Paul tells us to be devoted to prayer. And here in Romans 12, Paul tells us to be devoted to one another. I'm not sure how believers can be devoted to one another without being devoted to praying for one another. It is our responsibility to care for our brothers and sisters in Christ. Finally, we should be devoted to prayer in order to defeat the enemy. When Paul was writing to the church at Colossae, he was in a Roman prison. The enemy was trying his best to silence Paul. Now, we may not be in chains, but the enemy is trying to silence us so that we will not approach the throne of grace on behalf of anyone. Believe me, he wants us to be distracted and wants to aid in our disbelief. We should be devoted to prayer because we are trying to obtain a goal. We should be devoted to prayer because we have a familial responsibility to care for one another. And we should be devoted to prayer in order to defeat the enemy. In our devotion to prayer to our God, Paul reminds us to be careful how we communicate with our God. We need to stay alert and pray with an attitude of thanksgiving. We also need to be careful how we communicate with God for other believers. First of all, we need to be specific. Paul asks the Colossians to pray that God may open a door. Even in prison, Paul was looking for other opportunities to get out the gospel. He asked his readers to pray that he may be able to proclaim the mystery of Christ. He also asked for prayer that he would make it known, that is, the mystery of Christ, as he should. Those were specific things Paul was asking for. Secondly, we need to be relevant. Paul was focusing on two main themes, the gospel and Jesus Christ. He wanted the door to open for the message. Of course, that message was the gospel. The other thing he prayed for was being able to clearly proclaim the mystery of Christ. Can you think of two more relevant topics than Jesus Christ and the gospel? He wasn't asking for his own comfort while in prison. He was asking for something much more life-changing. In order to be specific and relevant when praying for other believers, it goes without saying that we need to have knowledge of the individuals that we're praying for. We need to be careful how we communicate with God in our devoted prayer life. We need to stay alert, and we need to pray with an attitude of thanksgiving. We need to be careful how we communicate with God for other believers. We need to be specific and relevant. Thirdly, we need to be careful how we communicate with unbelievers. Paul tells his readers to be wise when dealing with outsiders. This was as important to the Colossians as it is to us today. There are many who would want to take advantage of believers by feigning to be someone they are not. Some outsiders may just want to argue over the Bible or other related issues. We just have to use wisdom and discernment when communicating with unbelievers. Paul also wants the Colossians to be opportunistic. He tells them to make the most of any opportunities they may have to speak with outsiders. There's a large segment of our population that is unchurched. We may be the only source of God's truth many people will hear. Paul goes on to tell the Colossians to be gracious while communicating with those outside the church. A reminder for believers, someone was gracious enough with you to share the gospel of Christ that led to your eternal relationship with the Almighty God. Furthermore, Paul wants his readers to season their speech with salt as they communicate to outsiders. There's a twofold aspect of salt. We want to preserve what comes out of our mouths. There doesn't need to be critical comments, insults, gossip, etc., while we were talking to unbelievers. And we do need to have a savory conversation, one that encourages dialogue and keeps the attention of the listener. The last thing Paul wants the church to be careful about when dealing with unbelievers is for us to be inclusive. Notice the last word in verse 6 is everyone. Is there anyone that we should not communicate with, especially when it comes to the truth of the gospel? God has told us we are to share the gospel, and we are to trust him for the results. Paul wrote to the Colossians and told them to be careful how they communicate. We're to be careful how we communicate with God. We need to be devoted, not distracted or in disbelief. We need to be alert, not lulled to sleep, and we need to be thankful, not entitled. We're to be careful how we communicate with God for other believers. We need to be specific, and that takes knowledge of the person we are praying for. We need to be relevant, with a focus always on Jesus Christ and the gospel. And we are to be careful how we communicate with unbelievers. We are to be wise. We are to be opportunistic. We are to be gracious. We are to be salty. And we're to be inclusive. I trust we will focus on these things going forward. Until our next midweek memo, I pray the Lord will bless you and keep you safe.